Planning. Defining the scope includes the review's purpose. For instance, in finding defects, what documents or parts of documents, and the quality characteristics that are subject for review. Estimating the effort and the time frame required for a review to be conducted. This entails the cost implications in the project budget. Identifying review characteristics, review type, roles, activities, and checklists. Selecting people involved in the conduct of review. Make sure that the people selected will add value to the process. As a rule of thumb, it is best to include reviewers from a diverse part of the organization who are known to be picky. Select people who are experienced practitioners, greenhorns, someone from a different team, and someone who is hard to please. A moderator or review leader should be identified at the earliest stage of the review process. The moderator will coordinate all review activities, including designating roles.